What kinds of important decisions do young people have to make? In my culture, young people's opinions are not really respected by people from older generations, and as a result, many important decisions are taken by parents without much input from their children. That being said, most young people still have important decisions to make at some point in many different areas, from deciding what kinds of sports to participate in during their free time, which children to make friends with in school, and what type of books to read. Though these decisions may seem relatively unimportant, they can have a profound effect on their future. Being friends with the wrong group of people could hugely impact academic performance. Participating in a team sport can positively affect social skills, and reading the right books can shape your worldview. Who are the best people to help teenagers make important decisions? The best people to help teenagers to make important decisions are not necessarily parents, who can be very selfish when making choices on behalf of their children. Although most parents ultimately want what's best for their kids, many Chinese parents worry about their own financial futures before anything else, so they often want their children to study subjects that they think will help them to become wealthy in the future. Although this is understandable, many teenagers are pushed into studying subjects that they have no interest in or aptitude for, and can result in teens resenting their parents or following a career path that makes them deeply unhappy. I've heard that in many Western countries, high schools employ careers counselors to advise teenagers about their futures, which I think makes more sense because they can be more objective and less emotional when giving advice. Is it necessary to allow children of any age to make some decisions themselves? I think that allowing children to make decisions by themselves is very important for a number of reasons. Young children who have decision-making power will feel that their opinions and feelings are valued and that they are respected by their family members, even when they are very young. This will help them to become confident, mature, and independent, and will also help them to understand that all decisions have consequences, which is a vital moral lesson for all young people to learn. Children who are never asked to make their own decisions won't feel like they have any control over their own life, which may make transitioning into adulthood more difficult in the future. In what ways do other young people influence the decisions teenagers make? Being a teenager is really hard. Most teenagers are very aware of the importance of being popular, and many will often make decisions based on how they think they will affect their popularity in school. These kinds of decisions could be anything from what sneakers they decide to buy or what ringtone they have on their phone, to how they talk to their teachers or whether they finish their homework on time. Although some teenagers manage to rise above this desire to be popular, the majority probably think about how their friends and classmates will react before making any daily decisions in their daily lives. How far does advertising influence people's everyday decisions? Many of my friends say that they are not affected by the power of advertising. They claim that the decisions that they make are based on rational thought and that they are too smart to be tricked by advertisements. But I just can't agree with this view, as I know many people who are obviously affected, even though they refuse to admit it. My best friend recently paid thousands for a bag made by Prada, even though it cost 10 times more than almost identical bags made by other companies. To my mind, this cannot be a rational decision, so it must be something that has been affected by advertising, or at least by thinking that buying products made by certain brands is better, even when they are way more expensive. I guess the way that some companies persuade people to buy their products must be done by the way they advertise or market their brand. Is it hard to make decisions because there is too much information on the internet? I agree that the wealth of information on the internet can make it very hard to make decisions, especially about politics or other polarizing topics. That being said, I think some people are too easily persuaded by whatever they read first without ever trying to understand the other side of a story. Many people just repeat what they read online because they think it makes them look educated, when it actually makes them quite ignorant. To help people decide what to trust online, we need to teach people how to identify fake information and to distinguish reliable sources from unreliable ones, and to highlight just how much of what we read on the internet should not be trusted.